What happened with Stamkos?
It's a lower body injury. Yeah. Something aggravated something early on. He hung in there, and we were going to, in case we got, well, basically we got that one power play, and he felt he was going to be okay, and sat on the bench too long in the second. But it was good on him, gave him the option to leave the game, and he didn't want to do it. One, hang out with the teammates on the bench and cheer him on, and so I thought it's a big move for him and us. But I don't have an update after that, so I don't know. But he wasn't able to finish it.
Is that related to what he was missing Tuesday morning skate? Like,
no. No, something happened.
How about just scoring so quickly after they tied you?
Well, a big part of the game. And the irony is it's Cirelli that gets it after he really had the big chance earlier that he hit the polar. So that was the one thing. Was our bench was fantastic tonight, and when they scored, there was just calm in the bench, and the guys were like, let's just go on the next shift, and it's a little bit of a deflator when you get one up right after you tie it. But I thought they earned it. I thought they earned it throughout the night, and they got rewarded at the end.
Eight straight wins over Chicago. Is there a secret here you can share with us?
I just wish some of those wins were in the spring of 2015. But you know, they've been all usually entertaining games, and it's obviously nice to win games, especially in the original 16 and stuff like that. But like I said, I would trade those wins for once in
the No point trying to work. Is still way back from after the surgery. You know, thinking flying out there tonight. Did you like what you saw from him?
I did. I liked what I saw from him tonight. Corner had the legs moving. It was tough because we only dressed 11 forward. Stammer went down early, so now we're with 10. And then we had a player leave for a bathroom break, so then we were down to 9. So it was a team effort though, and it's good to see the guys get rewarded. They worked hard after kind of a tough one in St. Louis. And then I really felt was for McElhinney. He's had some tough starts with us on some back to backs, and until the end of the game. I thought we might be well in front.
Do you look for chances that aren't back-to-backs to get McElhinney in, just from the nature of back-to-backs being tougher games?
It's the nature of the beast. You know, a lot. It's, you know, you get 12, 13, 14 back-to-backs in a year. Usually the backup's probably playing 10 of them. Doesn't usually play well, but he's got to play most of it. He knows his role. And Mac's been around. He's been in this league for a while. He knows what his job is. And for the Bay's guy, he's proven he's been a great center.
Would you look for a game like this to kind of, obviously he's going to play a back-to-back, but then you get games like this where you can get a bit for a chance.
Backups just don't play back-to-backs. And it's like, you've got a plan, and We're going to get players and games. It was our dad's trip, and playing to win games. It was great. Everybody on the trip got into a game, and everybody contributed, and that's what we want to see. And, I know the dads are going to play.
Full intention putting Ruta in against Chicago?
First game for Konecker in a while up here. Obviously, he's pretty aggressive there. Is this especially when he can earn a spot here, or create a spot for himself if he keeps on?
Well, the answer is probably Ward Yell, but he's not all the players make the team out of camp. You're going to need guys, and Ward's come up, Konecker's come up, but it's. I was happy for him. I thought everybody was pulling in the right direction tonight, and he earned his ice and got to play at the end, and because he was earning it, so it was a good team effort.
Thank you.
Thank you.